Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. School's out for the summer, and so is WVIA's PA School Report Card. We'll take a look at how schools around the state are doing. And immigration arrests are surging in Pennsylvania under President Trump. It's Tuesday, June 30th. Let's get you up to date. Let's get right into that report card. WVIA News released its annual PA School Report Card analysis this week. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall breaks down the report and how school districts are focusing on literacy.
Morning light filtered into the first grade classroom in Benton, Columbia County. Summer break would start soon, but the students had reading skills to practice. Joanne Stelz praised her students at L.R. Appleman Elementary School.
Oh, too smart for me.
Nearly all school districts in Pennsylvania have seen drops, some severe, in English language arts proficiency scores since the COVID-19 pandemic. Benton area has essentially maintained language arts scores while other districts struggle.
So we're making sure that we're laying that foundation solid for the kids so they're successful moving forward.
That's Daniel Yarnell, principal at Appleman. Data released in June revealed that 33% of Pennsylvania's fourth graders read proficiently. That's a 20-year low. Experts fear the United States faces a literacy crisis. The pandemic revealed where students needed to improve, including how they teach children to read. And in Pennsylvania, it's a new law. The state requires school districts to adopt evidence-based reading curriculum, also known as the science of reading. It focuses more on letters and their sounds. Susie Schaefer is a reading specialist at McNichols Plaza Elementary in Scranton. She says the new approach is working.
They're looking at letters and sounds and blending them together, giving them the confidence to tackle a word that they've never seen before.
Reporting from Columbia and Lackawanna counties, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find the full report card story at WVIA.org. Now let's look elsewhere in the state for a moment. The Delaware Valley, like much of the country, has seen a surge in immigration arrests since the start of the second Trump term. Emily Neal reports for WVIA.
According to figures from the Deportation Data Project, immigration arrests in Pennsylvania more than quadrupled during the first 14 months of Trump's second term compared to the previous 14 months. Delaware immigration arrests more than tripled in the same period of time, and New Jersey saw a more than 150% increase. Jennifer Lee is an associate law professor at Temple University. She says under the Trump administration, more people are being arrested who have no connection with the criminal justice system.
What I'm talking about is at-large arrests that happen either because of something like a workplace raid or because you're being specifically targeted. And so what we've seen, for example, in Philadelphia is people who are being arrested on their way to court or after they leave court. Another thing that's happening is people are being arrested out of traffic stops. And then there are a series of just kind of at-large arrests that are happening where people are being found within communities.
An ICE spokesperson said in a statement that the agency is doing its job arresting and detaining people who have violated immigration law, regardless of their criminal histories. The agency said more than 3 million immigrants without legal status left the United States in 2025, 2.2 million of them self-deported, ICE says.
That was Emily Neal reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. So, it's the time of year when we start watching out for the state budget. The deadline for a state budget is tomorrow, but it's unlikely to pass on time, yet again. While House Democrats approved Governor Josh Shapiro's proposal in April, Senate Republicans are holding firm against increased state spending. Negotiations have yet to move out of the Senate, but Democrat Jordan Harris, a House leader, said he's confident the parties will reach an agreement in less time than last year's four-month impasse.
135 days was way too long last year. I think everybody understands that, and therefore folks want to get out a budget that we could all believe in.
Lawmakers have delivered over half of the past 20 state budgets late. Stay tuned for more on that as the budget unfolds this year. And one last thing for the day. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, June 29th through July 5th. In 1778, it's the week that Patriots under Colonel Zebulon Butler are defeated by more than 1,000 British fighters and allies in the bloody Battle of Wyoming. 1863, one of the biggest military conflicts in American history, begins this week in Gettysburg, a battle that would last for 3 days. In 1883, a first for Northumberland County and the world, Thomas A. Edison turns on a bulb at the City Hotel in Sunbury. It becomes the first hotel anywhere to be illuminated by a three-wire electric lighting system. 1963, the United States Postal Service introduces a zone improvement plan. Zip codes are created to help machines sort mail faster. And in 2015, Misty Copeland becomes the first Black woman promoted to principal dancer in the 75-year history of the American Ballet Theater. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.